This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Top military generals and admirals from around the world gathering in Virginia right now. They are hearing from War Secretary Pete Hegseth, who told those assembled,
"The motto of my first platoon was those who long for peace must prepare for war."
Hegseth talking about a warrior ethos he once adopted at the Pentagon. President Trump's also there as a government shutdown looms. The deadline is midnight tonight. Democrats pushing for an extension of Obamacare subsidies. Republicans saying that's not a part of the funding deal. Democratic Congressman Gregory Meeks from New York.
They have the ability to right now to say that we're going to keep Medicaid and the subsidies to the Affordable Care Act in place.
Hamas has yet to respond to the 20-point Gaza ceasefire plan that's gaining international support. Outer bands of Hurricane Umberto lashing Bermuda, newly formed Hurricane Imelda close behind. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. A man facing homicide charges in Manitowoc appeared in court Monday. 20-year-old Kirk Dunn faces first-degree intentional homicide charges in the death of a person identified by family as 25-year-old Josiah Owens. Dunn also faces a second-degree recklessly endangering safety charge for an incident with a rifle. Several hunting dogs were attacked and killed by wolves over the weekend in northern Wisconsin. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Wisconsin DNR confirmed Monday that six dogs were killed in three separate attacks in Langlade County. That includes two incidents in the town of Ackley and one in the town of Elko. And Wisconsin farmers are asking you to eat more potatoes. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Grower Association reminds Wisconsinites to get their potatoes and veggies locally. The state's the third largest producer of potatoes in the country, but most of the spuds are shipped out of state. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 80s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 56 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another partly cloudy warm day with a high right around 80. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Never fall. When is the best time to listen to Max FM?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. Of course, I get paid to say that.
I listen to it all the time.
Maximum hits.
99.7.
Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave, Killian, and Emily to start your Tuesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Mostly sunny, a high of 83. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 55 on Wednesday. Sunny and beautiful, a high of 78. On Thursday, sunny, a high of 84. Look ahead to Friday, warming up, sunny, a high of 88. Looking into the weekend, highs in the mid-80s, lows in the 60s, no precipitation in the forecast for the homecoming parade or the homecoming football game. Currently, it is 56 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. We want to remind everyone of our flash sale over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big, half off that $25 certificate to the Green Vine in Baraboo today only, just $12.50 till 9 a.m. No code required. It's also a mobile device certificate, so you don't have to wait for us to send it to you. Shop local, say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Now, Emily, we have some more interesting fast food news today.
Yes, we do. This is a very interesting story.
It is, and it's not about Dave having a Curter burger last night from Culver's. Those are back as well.
Oh, my.
Those are, if you don't know, we'll real quickly go off the rails for 5 seconds here, maybe a slightly longer. So the Curter burger started out as an April Fool's Day joke for Culver's. So many people are so excited about it. A few years ago, Culver's decided they were going to make a legit Curter burger, and they did it as a one-day thing and sold out. Now they do it as a two-week thing. It's basically a cheese curd patty on top of a burger, Emily. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I had one last night.
That sounds like a stomachache waiting to happen. No. But you know what? If you can get it down and keep it there without a bellyache, go for it.
No bellyache?
I can't say anything about it. I eat so much cheese, it's out of control. So
it's like a glorified cheeseburger. I'll send you a picture of it here in just a second. But this other story is interesting. A man claiming to be Colonel Sanders had a great, great, great nephew, says KFC blocked him for complaining about them doing things and how they talked about Colonel Sanders. So he said he leaked their secret recipe. The guy has the TikTok handle at the real Colonel Sanders, and his whole feed is about him being directly related to Colonel Sanders and wanting to protect his family legacy. Now, Emily, he's been at this for years, but he's been increasingly going viral recently because he's upset with the brand because of things they've been saying about Colonel Sanders and its marketing campaigns. And what did KFC do?
Dealing with this. Yeah. So, you know, yeah, KFC is sick of dealing with the accusations. So they blocked him on social media. This guy responded, okay, so this is why you don't want to get in fights on social media, okay, because people get, like, a little bit out of control. Like, people don't like confrontation, so they take it to social media, and then things kind of go bonkers on both ends. So KFC didn't want to deal with them, so they blocked him, right? Then this guy responded by leaking the secret chicken recipe, which part of KFC's, like, whole shtick was that they have a secret chicken recipe with 11 herbs and spices. He leaked the measurements. He says it's based on both publicly available info and stuff that hasn't been released that's been passed down through the family. I don't know, man. This guy sounds like he might be a couple of herbs and spices short of a secret recipe. According to him, the 11 spices in KFC chicken are we saying this on the air?
Yeah,
I don't
we
know.
Can
we
because
this? All right, we're
he
going for
spilled
it.
So Emily's revealing KFC's secret recipe.
According to this great, great nephew of Colonel Sanders, according to it. So this is, again, messenger here. I'm not trying to claim truth on anything. But according to him, the 11 spices of the KFC chicken recipe are sage, garlic powder, cardamom, cayenne, cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, coriander, ginger, white pepper, and black pepper. So did he really spill the beans? Maybe this guy is legit, and he's just clinging to his, quote, bit of fame. Or it's possible that this is an elaborate joke or publicity stunt, either by this random enterprising dude or maybe even the KFC brand itself. Inquiring minds want to know. I bet it's a publicity stunt. Honestly, yeah. KFC, I think, has been having some, I don't know. I feel like it's publicity stunt. We got served up a little video of this guy, and it's to me, it's quite ridiculous. This is representative of why you need to not be scrolling on your phone all the time, because this is what you're going to end up spending your day watching.
Well, and so here's the thing. So, yeah, supposedly he leaked the secret recipe. And so, you know, that's the part I find interesting. It almost seems like, you know, it's a publicity stunt to a certain extent, because like you said, I think KFC has been struggling a little bit. And so they're going to do what they can, obviously, to try to get business in there. Right. And so this guy's going viral. And so I don't know. And we don't know legit if that is the actual secret spice recipe. There's no way we can confirm that. So that's the other part of it. Right.
Right, exactly. And, you know, this video that they're showing, this guy's got himself literally got his like facial hair looking like Colonel Sanders. He's wearing like a Colonel Sanders looking like old school Southern weird like tie that's made out of ribbon. And but he just, yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and say no thank you to any of this information in terms of it being true. But that's just my humble opinion, which doesn't represent Dave, the morning show, or civic media. So, but you know what? It's always good, funny, goofy content for the morning show. So we'll take it. We do like to talk about food and find out what's going on. And we already talked about McDonald's. So why not talk about KFC and the weirdness that the internet brings us, right?
Indeed. And so it just, I don't know. I find it intriguing to say the least, but yeah, I just, something just seems off with this whole thing. And so.
Well, and we aren't really talking about the details that he is claiming because it's not quite appropriate for the morning show.
Right.
So if you want to know more, look into it. But the weird, the details behind that are bizarre. Like, they don't even make sense. It doesn't line up in any way. So, like, yeah, give us your thoughts on this, folks. If you are on, I mean, I'm not suggesting to go online and look at this, but if you're online anyway, check it out. If you have some feelings or thoughts about this, we'd love to hear from you. We always love to hear from you through the text line. You can leave us a voice memo about your feelings about KFC and McDonald's. Just go for it. Let us know what you think about the fast food drama.
Indeed. And so we are just going to say it may or may not be accurate. Now, Killian, I'm going to have you hop over to one of the mics over here because we're going to find out about some of Killian's food habits here super quick. So, all right, Killian, I'm going to have him. He won't be able to hear what Emily's saying, but Killian, do you eat a KFC?
Yeah, I've been there from time to time, yeah.
Okay, so do you think you would need to know the secret recipe to enjoy that, or would it be something you're going to prepare, or are you just going to say, you know, I'm going to go to KFC because why am I going to go to all that time to make it? What are your thoughts?
I'm just going to go to KFC.
Yeah. And see, okay, right? It's okay. So that's the first thought that came in my head as well. We're just going to go to KFC. Now, Killian, how much cooking do you do?
I'm in a ProStart class in my school, which is all about advanced
cooking. So I do a decent amount.
So Killian, now we got my microphone here. So you said you do what for cooking?
Oh, I'm in a class for cooking in school. It's okay. Called ProStart, and it's like advanced cooking.
So you do cooking. So do you prefer to do cooking or do you prefer to go eat out?
I like to cook, but eating out's always fun too.
And so again, you're not going to try to make the KFC recipe at home though. Even if you knew it, you aren't going to try that at home, I'm assuming.
Probably not.
And because you're never going to be able to make it the same now. So that's the thing, Emily. I think even if the guy reveals the secret recipe, how many people are going to do it? Emily, you going to try it at home?
Might. It kind of, you know, like I was talking about one time on the morning show, with how it's kind of nice to just like have some intention for what to make. So like when we had a national, what was it, pot pie day, we had that for dinner. So sometimes the morning show content does kind of prick an interest to try something. So it might be fun to try to make the recipe, but I tend to not stick exactly to recipes. So it probably doesn't even matter if I try because it's going to go wonky.
Well, and that's the other part of it is you and I are both the same way. We don't stick to recipes. And I mean, the recipe seems basic, but it doesn't say how you prepare it either. So you're throwing all these seasonings together and it's like, okay, or I can just go to KFC and have the actual thing. And that's what it comes down to. If I think I'm going to do something at home, I'm going to prepare my own thing, not a KFC creation. I mean, I remember it was Taco Bell when they got rid of their Mexican pizza. Everyone came up with how to make the Mexican pizzas at home. But it's not quite the same because you don't have all the same supplies that they have is what it comes down to. So real quick, right. Killian, favorite fast food place?
Definitely Culver's for sure.
Have you had the Curter Burger yet?
I have not. I might have to go get that after school or something.
All right. I'm going to show you the picture. I'll text you the picture, Emily, because Curter Burger, it's amazing. And here's Dave's hack. You got to throw marinara sauce on it.
Oh, my goodness. You are a crazy person.
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm crazy about food, obviously. So, Emily, you'll be back with us at 8:40. We're going to celebrate some calendar days.
All right. Sounds like a good plan. Maybe we'll see if there's more food items that we can break down.
Oh, right. I'm sure. I'm sure there is. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Coming up, look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides to our Fun Zone arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh, yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and Monday through Wednesday, swing in between 2 and 4 for our $12.99 buffet. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time for the 11th annual Fall Festival Brat Fry and Bake Sale from People Helping People in downtown Baraboo. This will be happening on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy delicious pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, grilled brats, or all beef franks, and your purchase will support the Holiday Adoptive Family Food Distribution Program, which supplies low-income families with all the groceries they need to complete Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. Again, this Fall Festival from People Helping People will be on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at their headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. Also on Saturday the 4th, it's time for the Sauk Prairie FFA Fall Harvest Festival. This is a full day of small town charm, local flavors, and family fun. Start your morning off with the Farmer's Breakfast and Coffee Truck. That's going to be from 7 until 10 a.m. Then Brown, it's a huge farmer's market from 7 a.m. until noon. Music begins at 11:30, runs until 1 p.m. Kids will enjoy free pumpkins while supplies last and rides on tractors, wagons, and UTVs. Concession stand will be open from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. and explore an impressive display of vehicles and machinery from grape harvesters to fire trucks. All the details for this event can be found at saukprairieffa.com/harvestfest. This again is going to be on Saturday, October 4th from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Park. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Take some time to laugh and smile.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music's mornings with Emily, Killian, and Dave. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Don't forget, we have our flash sale happening at Max FM, bigdeals.com. Shop local, save big. Today, till 9 a.m., we have 50% off that $25 certificate to the Green Vine in Baraboo. Today, till 9 a.m., just $12.50. No code required. That means you have 28 minutes left if you want to take advantage of this offer. It's also a mobile device certificate, so if you want to get it and use it right away, you can do so. Again, half off that $25 certificate to the Green Vine in Baraboo, just $12.50 for the next 28 minutes. Shop local, stay big at MaxFM, bigdeals.com. Coming up, a look at sports and weather on MaxFM.
Breast health is self-health. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is celebrating October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The technologists at RAMC are skilled and compassionate, ready to assist you in your mammogram experience. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your appointment. After all, don't you owe it to yourself? Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
You thought you knew the Habitat for Humanity Restore? Well, think again. We've got some brand new items in store for you. Brand new houseware straight from the floor of Macy's, new Kohler faucets and Brone range hoods while supplies last. Brand new area rugs made right here in Wisconsin. If you haven't been here in a while, we got a new management, new pricing, and a whole new look. You thought you knew the Restore. Well, think again. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
The Bucks add coffee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks introduced their new 6'7" forward, Amir Coffee, at their media day. Coffee played for Bucks head coach Doc Rivers when the two were together at the LA Clippers.
I got on the phone with Doc and we had a couple good conversations. And, I felt comfortable with the decision I made to come here and, start back up with him.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, unable to attend, he's still in Greece with COVID and was asked on a Zoom call, how's he doing after playing in the European League this summer?
Me personally, I'm feeling good. My confidence is in the all-time high right now. Can't wait to, get on the court with the guys and try to represent the team in the best way possible.
Baseball, the Cubs host the Padres in the wild card playoffs. The winner of that three-game series will face the Brewers in the National League Divisional Playoffs in Milwaukee on Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-80s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 56 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another partly cloudy warm day with a high right around 80. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Non-stop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM.
Underwhelmed.
become the man with a look in his eye. It's fed on nothing but full of pride. Look at them go, look at them kick. Makes you wonder how the other half live. The devil inside, every single one of us. The devil inside, devil inside, the devil inside, every single one of us. The devil inside. Ooh, na 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 na. Flesh on the mind. Words and weapons, sharpened knives. Makes you wonder how the other half died. A devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Devil inside, every single one of us, the devil inside. Oh. I love her.
lightning thieves. You feel like a movie star. This is hard. This ain't the first time, ain't the greatest. I'll tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Killian, Emily, and Dave. And we're going to celebrate calendar days in just one moment. We're going to take a quick look at that beautiful weather forecast today. Sunny, high of 83 tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 55 on Wednesday, mostly sunny, high of 78. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 55. Thursday, sunny, a high of 84. Friday, sunny, a high of 88. Currently, it is 59 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. And in case, Killian, you're curious, no rain chances for the homecoming parade or for the football game Friday night. Are you going to be in the parade, Killian?
I will be in the parade, yes.
All right. So, Emily, we're actually going to be live streaming the parade from the Weicker Great Day building as well on Friday.
Oh, that is so fun. I love that. And then Killian's also going to be in the parade. Like, it's all just a big, happy family. It's so great.
It is. Now, you going to tell us which part of the parade you're a part of, Killian, or are we going to keep that surprise for everyone to protect your identity?
No, I'm a part of the cross-country team, so I'm going to be in there with them. Unless, because I'm on court, so unless I win king, then I'll be, like, in a convertible or something.
Oh, wait a minute now.
Oh, my
goodness. We didn't know this.
Fancy pants.
So you're part of the homecoming court?
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't know this, Emily. See, we're just finding these things out this morning. So, wow, that is pretty cool.
We have a king in studio. It's a possible king in studio.
So can we vote then for you to become homecoming king, or how does that work?
Only students can.
We don't get to
only. How do you know I'm not still a student? Wait, don't answer that, Killian.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That is so cool. We see things we didn't know. And so is in case people are listening, they're going, who is Killian? His official title now is radio intern. So I may just start addressing him as radio intern. I need my coffee. No, just kidding. We don't even have a coffee maker here yet. So
not even joke about that. That's so old school.
I know, but we call him Intern Killian for all that are curious. And we appreciate having him here. He's going to have an emphasis on sports broadcasting. He was learning how to do board operations today. Because at some point, I'm just going to sit here and talk and not push buttons. We're going to have Killian pushing buttons. And at some point, he may be filling in. If Emily takes a day off, we may just have him fill in some morning, or he'll fill in for me with Emily. So
yeah, we can do all that. It's going to be great.
It is going to be great. And so we are going to talk about calendar days. And Killian, I'm going to let you lead off with the first one. So Killian, what did you see on calendar days for today?
I saw National Chewing Gum Day, which is great because I'm always chewing on gum. So it's a perfect day for me.
That is a good one. I saw that it was Pet Tricks Day. And Emily and I both celebrate this because we do have pets and they do tricks. And so it's irony is not lost that when King comes up in his studio, that he is dancing around on his back legs, clapping his front paws together, trying to get a treat out of me. And, you know, we celebrate Dog Tricks Day because it was something that a dog trick trainer created the day to, and people enjoy discovering new ways to spend more quality time with their pets, Emily.
Absolutely. I love that. And you know what? Nobody gives the animals that we have enough credit. They're way smarter than we think. In fact, sometimes I believe they might be smarter than us. But you know what? I'm going to leave that one alone because I don't want anybody to get upset with me here because it is National Love People Day. So let's make sure to always share the love that we feel for each other. Show that extra today. You know, do something nice for somebody. Give an extra hug if that's something that, you know, is comfortable for people, or a handshake or a pat on the back, or, you know, a card. Cards are still always nice. Like those kind of things.
Yes.
I love getting cards. So National Love People Day. It's also, here's a way to love people. go get him a cup of hot mulled cider. Although it's kind of hot outside for that, but this is a fall thing that we'd like to celebrate. Doesn't maybe throw it on some ice. I don't know. But everybody loves that. It is National Hot Mulled Cider Day today as well.
There's plenty of places to get apple cider around at the various apple orchards. I love myself some apple cider. We got some that we picked up over the weekend that we're going to partake in. But it won't be hot. That's all I'm going to say. I do love it with some extra ingredients in it. But as we have young ones in the studio today, we're not going down that road today. So we're going to just go with cinnamon goes in there, Killian.
All righty.
Just going with that. It is also extra virgin olive oil today. And so this is one we celebrate because it's one of the most sophisticated creations on the market. I love myself some olive oil. I use it in cooking quite a bit. Killian, as you start doing a little bit more cooking in your life, you'll probably be learning about it, unless you've already learned about this in class. Yeah, I don't know how far in you are yet.
Yeah, I've been using olive oil quite a bit in class recently, so.
What's your favorite food to prepare?
I made fettuccine Alfredo a little bit ago, and that was really fun, and I thought I did really good on that, so.
You know, Emily, I just had a random thought. Great job. We have a kitchen downstairs. Maybe we'll have to put Killian to work and see what he can create down there at some point. We could have some sort of fun with this.
Yeah, we could. We could make a challenge or something, like send a recipe or an idea for Killian to work to make the kitchen for us. And then he gets to win some kind of prize if it's delicious. I mean, he's got to have a benefit for it. He can't just be cooking for us.
No, it's not cooking for Dave and Emily. I want to clear that up real quick. So we have a listener texting in, Killian, trying to get me into trouble with you because I already know the answer to this. And it's, I'm going to bring this up. Emily, I'm going to let you pick the next calendar day. And I'm going to quick show Killian this text message.
Okay, sounds good. Today is also International Translation Day. Today is September 30th. We celebrate International Translation Day today to pay tribute to the tireless work of translators and language professionals all around the world. The role of a translator is indispensable in maintaining productive, pop, and clear interpersonal communication. Now, I know that there are things out there, you know, that are, you know, help people with translation, like Google Translate, you know, you have AI, you have things like that. But I have to say, the way that people interact with each other as humans, only translators can really do a good job in making language clear and what it is that people want to do. Because there's so many more things than just words when it comes to language, right? It's body language, there's tone, there's, you know, whether or not someone feels comfortable in the environment that they're being spoken to. There's so much going on. So translators are incredibly important. That's a lot of work. I mean, sometimes Dave and I have a hard time with words in English. So, you know, when you know more than one language, you got to keep up with all of it. There is a big calendar day up here that I appreciate that has a lot to do with language because it has a lot to do with talking. So as we know, you know, Dave and I are on the radio, Killian's on the radio. There has been an influx of a new kind of way to communicate, whether or not be reporting crime drama or sharing stories or education, but it is International Podcast Day. Podcasts are so trendy and it's not slowing down. Everybody loves, I mean, I pretty much you can ask everybody what's your favorite podcast and somebody has something to say about it. So I think podcasts are great. They do provide people with an opportunity to share, you know, kind of some of their skill set or their research or their funny, you know, their comedy or whatever, you know, in a way that is a little more personal and kind of creative. So I do appreciate podcasts. Dave, what's your favorite podcast? Are you a listener?
I'm going to blow you totally out of the water. I don't get a whole lot of time to listen to podcasts. So unfortunately, I don't have one. So that I can honestly say I don't, not yet. That could change
down
the
road. You should try one of the crime drama ones. I feel like you'd really like those because of your background. So there's about 20 million of them to choose from.
No, you've
got me.
There's
a lot of those, like true crime ones.
Well, see, and I get on YouTube and watch a lot of videos and I head down that rabbit hole. And so that's usually if I get a few minutes because then I'm entertained with the videos and with my former life, those sometimes intrigue me. Now, I saw Killian shaking your head. Do you listen to podcasts, Killian? You can answer this one yes or no.
Yeah, no, I do not.
Okay, so.
Wow, I guess I'm alone in this one on the morning show. Everybody, let us know. Do you listen to podcasts? And if you do, what's your favorite one? I thought they were super popular. Maybe, you know, I feel like you guys are the anomaly. Just saying.
Well, what's your favorite podcast real quick? Because now I'm curious.
Oh, I have too many. I don't have one favorite. I do like the true crime ones. I like, actually, I'm going to say, I don't know if this one is technically, yeah, it's a podcast. It's called Lore, and it's about true happenings that are on the fence of like maybe supernatural or maybe, you know, haunted houses or maybe like things that happened in asylums a long time ago. Like, you know, kind of creepy stuff, but it's true stuff. So it's pretty cool. So that's one of my favorites. You know, I always like things a little bit on the dark side. So there's so much good stuff out there, though. There's a lot of good comedy ones as well. So I would highly recommend it, guys. You know what? Listen and learn some stuff.
Yeah. Or I'll
stop
just
watching TV and stop looking at YouTube.
Okay. So Killian, podcast or YouTube, which one do you prefer? Which one are you thinking?
YouTube for sure.
How much time do you spend on YouTube?
I wouldn't say
you
I spend
go blind and cross-eyed from watching too many screens. Just let me know. I'm sorry, Killian, to interrupt. What were you saying?
Oh, you're all right. I don't spend a whole ton of time on YouTube, definitely more than podcasts, but it's mostly TikTok for me.
Oh, I forgot about TikTok. Yeah, these kids and their TikTok.
How can you forget about TikTok? It runs the world, Dave. Come on.
I know. These kids and their TikTok and their technology. Now I'm sounding like, hey, kids, get off my lawn. So, which Killy and I were joking about it in studio before with all the extra toilet paper we're seeing around town as well. So, it's homecoming week, you know. So
yeah, I figured.
And so that's why. Well, Emily, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you being here. You'll be back with us tomorrow about 7:30 because we have a special guest coming in tomorrow morning. School District Superintendent from Baraboo, Steve Considine, will be in-house. We're going to talk about homecoming. And so it's an important week in the Baraboo School District as we found out that our very own Killian's on the homecoming court. We didn't even know that till this morning. So
I know. He's so humble. I do have a challenge out there. Killian, if you win king of the homecoming court this year or whatever, however you say that, I think I challenge you to have a little photo shoot with my dog, King. We'll dress him up like a king and you guys can get your picture taken.
Perfect. I'd love to do that.
That would be cool. And if he does get the title of king, he's got to get his picture taken with the Max FM staff as well. I mean, we'll put it on the Facebook page with his crown. You know, I'm sure his mom and dad have wanted to crown him once or twice before, but this will be the actual legit crown. So this is pretty cool.
All right, Dave, it's time for you to play some music.
I know. Yes. Yes. Thank you guys for keeping me on track. We went down the whole rabbit hole once we found out the breaking news about Killian this morning. So thank you, everyone, for being here. We appreciate all our listeners in about. Oh, wow. We're going to be coming up on another keyword here in just a couple minutes as well. We got to get back to the music. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's game time with Max FM Big Deals. Score big with discounted gift certificates from your local favorites. Asgard Axe and Tap, Bender's Tap In, Station 136. Don't miss the action. The big deal of the day drops twice a week. And keep listening to Dave in the Morning for details on our foodie flash sales. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and get in on the savings game with Max FM Big Deals.
Fast. Reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
And with our fastest 5G plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit cellplus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and Mauston.
Brightstar Home Care delivers high-quality care, ranging from companion care to skilled nursing services, so that all their clients can experience dignity and an improved quality of life when they need it most. Clients choose Bright Star Home Care of Baraboo because every decision they make and every action they take is for the benefit of those who've been entrusted to their care. You can request a complimentary in-home assessment at brightstarcare.com or call 608-355-5015.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night.
Yeah.